Hi, Michelle. How are you, Punkin?
Hi, how are you?
First of all, I'm very sorry for your loss. We're, most of us in here in this room are parents, and I know today and yesterday have to be a terrible day for you. So normally I wouldn't want to bother you, but we're getting inundated with information, and I thought what better way than just go to the source and let her clear her name so that it doesn't get out of hand and it doesn't fall any blame in your area. So I'm sorry to bother you, but I just thought it would be important to give you a call today.
Well, that's exactly why I sent you an email, because
I didn't get it yet.
Oh, no. Everybody's putting out false things, and the media is overexposing me into false accusations, and they're not accurate at all.
Well, that's exactly why, because the first thing I thought was, well, look at this video and look at this Facebook. Let's talk to her and we'll give her an opportunity. The video that, of course, that is floating around is the one where you were talking about how you used to like to do drugs and ecstasy and acid, and I would imagine that was from some time ago.
Yeah, that was from when I was 14. I used to, when I was 14, for about a year.
How old are you now, Pungin?
29.
Oh, so we're looking at a long time ago.
Yeah, it was just an experimental thing.
Yeah, who didn't? We all went through those phases as a kid. How long has it been since you've been with the father?
The father, we are no longer together. We have been apart for 2 years for PB.
Right.
But prior to that, we were together for 6 years.
And was he on drugs that you know of? Because it appeared.
He did meth. He did a lot of meth. He was firstly my gay friend when I was introduced to him. And then one night he says, "I'm not gay. I'm in love with you." And I was attracted to him. He looked my way back then.
Right. And do you think he's not gay at all? Because the woman from the lawyer's office was pretty sure he was gay.
No, he still says he's in love with me, and he can't ever be with anybody else because he'll always be in love with me. He sent me that text. But he does like men as well.
He does. So did you guys ever do that together, the three of you?
No.
Okay.
No.
I didn't know if that. Okay, so he is bisexual. Were you married to him, or is he just the father of the baby?
I was never married in my life.
Okay. And what was your relationship like with him? Did you see him on a regular basis?
Well, for the first 4 years of Phoebe's life, I raised her. I did everything for her. I couldn't walk. That's when I first got diagnosed with multiple sclerosis.
Oh.
And he was very abusive mentally and verbally and physically.
Was he doing meth back then?
No, not that I was aware of. I wouldn't allow it. I know that he smoked spice. He was addicted to spice and bath salts. But he did the spice and bath salts in his car, and he would come in the house high up on them.
Yeah, that's the first thing everybody said.
Yes, from finding it in his car. I know it's from finding the wrappers, and we all know what they look like. They're all over the TV.
And did you guys split custody?
No, we actually have no custody in force. He was obtaining the lawyer to get custody of Phoebe, but we never had any custody in force. He's been holding her hostage over my head in an undisclosed location.
Oh, wow.
At all times. I never know where she was. I went down, he filed a false injunction on me, saying after he whipped my ass one time, saying I pulled a box cutter against him and chased him around the house. I can't even walk, run, walk, neither.
Did you bring up his drug use when they were investigating that?
The injunction, I wasn't able to make it down to the courthouse.
Okay.
And I never got an injunction on me before. I didn't even realize I had to make it an appearance.
Right.
I just thought it was against him, but he got arrested for a DUI once, and I remember going to a Phoebe's daycare with a cop, and he's like, "Wait, you have an injunction on him? I need to read over it." And it said, "Do not stalk your child." And I'm like, "Do not stalk my child? It has to do with Phoebe? This is just supposed to be on him. I didn't do anything to her."
When was the last time you were with her?
On December Eve. I keep calling it December Eve. Christmas Eve. Right. Christmas Eve.
Okay, so Christmas Eve was the last time you were with her, and then he comes and picks her up? Or is he...
Well, no, he came over with Sonny's and his mother, and we all spent a couple of hours together. I gave her her gift, and my 9-year-old daughter, Lily, was here, and my 12-year-old son, Valen, who lives here permanently. They were all playing, and we were playing hide-and-seek. And we were having a good time, and John said to Guy, my fiancé right now, that, or my husband, right. I call him my husband because I can never be married, I'm on disability, that I never have to worry about seeing PB again because he's never going to do that to me again, hold her over my head again in my life. And I thought it was over with. And then he went to file another big injunction on me saying that I did drugs, that I beat PB or something. I don't know. I don't recall. My memory is very poor.
Okay, I understand.
He put in there.
I understand. And then when he left on that day on Christmas Eve in good terms?
Yes, good terms. And he even sent a text the next day. Thank you. I really enjoyed my time with you guys.
And do you talk to her on the phone after that? Or, like, how do you keep tabs on her?
No, I text him to talk to her on the phone, and all he would say is stuff about his lawyer.
So did you get any, I mean, like, I saw him on TV for the first time, and clearly that guy is nuts. And when he went to the lawyer's office, she knew right away he was nuts. But at Christmas Eve, he seemed fine to you, and the baby seemed fine.
Yeah, the baby, and that's why I never worried about her, because he was always holding her up in a high light, always taking care of her, always holding her hand.
Yeah.
Everywhere he went, walking her into school, making sure she had a bath every night, was well-dressed, her hair combed, no tangles, all the above.
So I think it's pretty obvious that in his situation, this is an obvious result of his drug use and why he flipped out and has become a lunatic. Has he been religious, super religious before?
He's never shown any sign of religiousness, and that's why this perturbs me. As to why he's talking about God and wanting to be baptized.
And the Bible and wanting and, the woman to...
Never a Bible. If anything, he'd be more quick to downgrade God than to praise him.
Yeah. And do you know the circle that he runs in, like other drug people? Like, there's got to be some place that he flipped out, somebody that turned him on to some stuff or some people that he's associated with that may know more information.
I don't know the names, but I did spend the weekend over at a house, and I don't know the address.
Yeah.
Somewhere. I just know that.
Yeah, now, the reason why I was asking you about the drugs, obviously, because it was the video that we found on YouTube, but I'm sure that people are going to be coming and talking to you and asking you when the last time you did drugs.
The tobacco in the pipe, the new pipe that I bought my roommate.
Right.
Is that the one you're talking about with the brown wig?
Yes.
Yeah, I bought them a new pipe at a pawn shop.
Right. But like, you and your husband or fiance are you know, drug free?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay. Well, listen. I
paper to even prove it, and she came on a random notice. So if I was a drug addict, I would have failed right there.
Well, good. That's part of the reason why I'm glad you came on the air with us. Because without hearing that from you, most people are just going to assume you're on drugs. When the unfortunate situation yesterday. When did you find out about it? I know I heard early in the morning on my way into work.
2:30 a.m. They knocked on my door, and I. She eased her way into it, asked me if I had any kids, asked me if I knew John, asked me about Phoebe, and she said, well, I'm going to tell you something right now, and it's going to hurt you, but Phoebe passed away at 2:30.
And do they explain the circumstances around it at that point, or do they tell you later?
They told me afterwards. Oh. I'm like, how? And then they told me John threw her over that bridge.
Yeah.
And I'm like, what?
Yeah, I'm so sorry. I'm sorry for your loss. I mean, I'm a father. We all have kids in here. And yesterday I was absolutely tore up about it as well. And I can't imagine that's a hell to lose a child. And I'm sorry for your loss.
I just wish I would have gotten custody of her, but I believed in him. He was a good manipulator. I believed that I was going to get a chance, and I was never trying to take her away from him because he was so scared with that. He loved her to death in my eyes, the way he was betraying anyway.
Yeah. Well, he obviously has issues with drugs, He's got issues with sexuality, and he seems like a very confused guy. So I'm sure we'll find out more about him in the next couple of weeks.
I get her. I should be getting an autopsy report today as well for her.
Well, I hope that you manage to stay strong for your daughter's sake.
It's gonna be hard.
I know. Listen to me. I think you did a good thing by coming on the air with us today and letting everybody know that you are drug free, that you've been tested, that people are checking, just so the blame doesn't shift to you. You got the Nancy Graces of the world that are gonna try and turn you into the bad mother and blame you. So if you don't mind, real quick, I want to put you on hold so that I could go take a break, but I want Spanish to talk to you again just so you can get a number to contact us, because if you ever do need to clear something up or go on the air, we'd be happy to let you do that.
Okay, I appreciate y'all calling me.
All right, honey, hold on, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Hold on. Spanish, talk to her. Okay. Will you get her? Just give her a number where she can contact us if she needs to. Well, it certainly went different than I thought it was going to.
Yeah.
She's obviously, it wasn't a great situation as far as the relationship goes. She thought she had her child in the hands of somebody who always showed signs of taking care of her.
Right.
Clearly has a drug problem. Clearly is bisexual, like the lawyer had picked up on.
Right.
And is going to be proven, I think, to be completely insane now. And it's horrible, horrible situation. There you go. That's the Michelle Kerr, the mother of Phoebe, the poor child who was thrown off the bridge and killed yesterday early in the morning.